Proclamation number 8299 of 15th of October, 1962. Statement on Dream State. I truly also want to let you gain an insight into the processes that take place in the human body which you cannot explain to yourselves. It is the dream state which causes you to ask how it can be explained. In the state of sleep, it is mainly the organs that are inactive. The human being is without consciousness, i.e., his intellect does not work as it does in the waking state. Nevertheless, thoughts lie hidden in the subconsciousness which now unfold and descend but which do not reveal any order but push their way in confused confusion to the brain and from there seek to communicate themselves to the soul, which is not asleep but is also in contact with the organs of thought so that they can also be awakened and stimulated by the soul at any time to the usual activity. That the soul therefore determines sleep and also wakefulness. Since the thinking organs in the state of sleep are therefore not subject to the soul's control, the strangest images and events can take place in the brain, which people perceive as confused and incomprehensible, but which can also be clear. The human being usually does not take these results from the subconscious, i.e., experiences of the soul in past times, which can also reach into the time of its pre-embodiment in the state of compulsion, over into the waking state, but sometimes they stick and the human being knows about these dreams. He can reproduce them and only wonders about the often impossible connections. Under subconsciousness, it is to be understood that the soul as such also takes in impressions during earthly life which were not passed on to the intellect. Thus the human being knows nothing about them or experiences have long since sunk but are still present as impressions in the brain and now rise up in sleep. Thus knowledge of processes can slumber in the soul which comes to the surface in the dream state, which touch the thinking organs and distorted images because the state of sleep does not allow for proper thinking activity, but they are claimed by the soul, otherwise the human being does not allow for any recollection in the awake state. Which, however, is sometimes also the case when it concerns processes which the soul does not want to make known to the human being. But if it concerns real dreams of truth, the soul, in its ability as a spiritual being, foresees things which concern the human being, and it also passes them on to the thinking organs in the clearest way, stimulating the activity to such an extent that they are able to reproduce such dreams, whereby the human being also has the feeling that such dreams are more than the usual dreams, that they have their significance and are to be heeded as a warning of the soul or indications of forthcoming events. The soul is the spiritual in the human being, which, according to its maturity, is not bound in its freedom of movement. The soul can dwell in spheres where it receives new impressions which it is not always able to explain to itself because it lacks the necessary maturity. And these impressions can also be explained by the term subconscious, which uncontrollably arise from the soul and become conscious to the intellect, but only in states where the intellect is not wide awake, i.e., in dreams or in states of stupor, where the human being then expresses what is incomprehensible to his fellow human beings. When sleep is dreamless, then all organs are in deep rest. And then the sleep is also invigorating, and even then the soul dwells in other spheres. It nevertheless keeps all impressions to itself. It gives no knowledge of them to the thinking organs. But as soon as the human being awakens, contact is also established with all human organs which it now stimulates into activity, which are determined by the soul. For all thinking, feeling and willing are expressions of the soul. Because the organs would in themselves be without life if the soul did not animate the human being. and this explanation should suffice for you, even though the dream state could still be explained far more exhaustively. Yet your receptiveness must always be reckoned with as long as you are not yet able to gain insight into spiritual spheres yourselves, which will still reveal much to you when you are allowed to dwell in them yourselves. Amen.